Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to ESA Tuesday edition of the Moses Show. Only right here on 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's go over the latest at this hour. UCF basketball. They're at the Big 12 tournament. Got their first ever Big 12 tournament win earlier today, defeating Oklahoma State 77-62. The Knights will now take on the fifth seed BYU Cougars coming up tomorrow. That's Wednesday, 12:30 Eastern with the tip. Congratulations to the UCF Knights led by Johnny Dawkins. An 18-1 run to start the second half. They cruised the rest of the way. They had three in double figures, and that was a big win. That is big. It is. I'm looking at some of these stats here. All right. Diallo, he had 17 and 11. Walker had 12. Johnson had 11. The Cougars, they took on earlier this year, lost both of them. But what's weird with the stats is, okay, so on January 13th at home, they lost 63-58, 5-point loss. Then February 13th, about a month ago, they're at Provo, they lost 90-88. So this should be interesting coming up tomorrow. And yes, since they're such a low seed going into this conference tournament, they might have to win about five games to get it done. But hey, that was good. They're probably going to be, like, if I'm really just being honest with you, UCF, the way they've been up and down, and I get it, it's your first year there in the Big 12. Hey, you know what? They're probably going to go to the NIT. That's probably what's going to happen here. But they got some good wins this year, and today's another one of them. It is, you know, one at Texas, beat Kansas at home. There's a lot of nice wins here. Let's see them get a win tomorrow. So that's UCF. I wanted to start with that. That just ended here about, I don't know, 20 minutes ago. So UCF, they're alive. They're going to play tomorrow. The Gators, they are there in Nashville for the SEC tournament. They're going to play, I think, late tomorrow night, 9:30 with the tip-off. And they don't get any favors as the sixth seed in the SEC, where they have to play tomorrow night, like I'm saying, 9:30. Then Thursday night, if they win that game Wednesday, again, same time slot, they're going to have to play late as well. Not going to be easy for the Gators. And it's funny where last week, you know, they beat Alabama at home. Bama was ranked 16th in that game. O-Dome, senior night, Gators win big. All right, here we go. Gators go in the right direction. They could do some damage here. Then last Saturday, they come out, they're flat, they lose to Vandy, who was, I think, what are they now, 3-14 in conference? Not good. So that's the Gators. We'll get to the ACC in a minute. We will, as they're going to be start going at it tomorrow for the ACC. But I want to go over this basketball story to start the show here on a Tuesday. And again, I apologize. I was not on the air yesterday. I was really under the weather. And it wasn't one of those things where, oh, well, you know, I had a two-day weekend. It was very relaxing and nice. Yeah, let's just make it a three-day weekend. Let's play hooky. Oh, no, there was no hooky yesterday. And you can hear in my voice where didn't sleep really and just not fun. That's the PG version of how I can say it. So I want to go over this story. This is from earlier today. You know, there's all this, like, NFL free agency headlines. This kind of got lost in the shuffle. This happened at about 9 a.m. this morning. Jamal Mosley has agreed on a four-year contract extension that will take him through the 27-28 season, this according to ESPN.com and the Orlando Magic, who then later confirmed it. Jamal Mosley, he's going to be here for a while. Jeff Weltman, who we've had on the show, you know, Magic president of basketball operations, he said, quote, "Jamal and his staff have done a tremendous job, not only this season, but since we hired him back in 2021. His preparedness, work ethic, ability to connect with the players, and passion he brings to the job every day brings positive results, both on the court and off. We're very happy to have Jamal lead the Magic for years to come," end quote. Mosley, who is a great guy off the air, like I always love talking to him, 45 years old, and yes, last year led the team, what was it, to about 34 wins? It was something like that. Yeah, 34 last year, 37 so far this year. They're fifth in defensive efficiency so far. On pace to finish top five for the first time since the 09-10 season. The Magic have allowed less than 100 points 18 times, tied for most in the NBA. Man, oh man. Man, oh man. Are there any other stats I'm missing here? Nope. Magic are going in the right direction. 37-28 right now, fifth seed in the East, half game out of the fourth seed in the East. Now, if they look terrible over the last two games, yes, they have. Five-game winning streak. Now they have a current two-game losing streak. They got the Nets tomorrow night there in downtown Orlando. Hopefully that is a win. It should be a win, and they should get back on track. I said this with about, what do we got, about 18 games left here in the regular season. Get to about 45 wins. If you can do that, then I think we're good. I think we're going in the right direction. I think this is good for the Orlando Magic. And Jamal Mosley, he's going to be here for a while. He is. It's funny, if they would have came out flat this year, because remember last year, they started the season 5-20, then kind of turned it around once Markelle Fultz came back, but still fell short of the playoffs. What if they would have started this year 5-20 as again, and they're buried at 10-11 overall in the East? Do you think Mosley would get this contract extension right now? No way. But, you look at the development of Paolo Banchero, where rookie of the year, now in the second year, he's an all-star, and Franz Wagner, who should be a future all-star. I think they have the cornerstone right there, those two guys, to build a contender there at the Kia Center. So congratulations. I think it's the right move right now. And you make this guy the coach of this team for the next 4 years. And that's what they're going to do. And, you know, I'm scheduling ahead where I'm looking at things that are going on in April, you know, NFL draft, opening day baseball, like all these things that are going on. And then I think about, hey, you know what's something we haven't had in a long, long time? Since 2019, before the pandemic, we should have Magic playoff basketball games. No, seriously, that's not a joke. That should be coming up here in April. It's not far from right now. As I said, we're going to have conference tournament games. We're going to have March Madness. And then once we get to April, it's NBA playoff time, buddy. Can't wait. In the words of Bart Scott, can't wait. That's going to be fun. So that's basketball, and congratulations to Jamal Mosley. Let's go to the NFL. It was not on the air yesterday. The last update before we came on the air was Baltimore Ravens got 30-year-old Derrick Henry, who was a free agent, got him to sign there in Baltimore to be the new star running back. 2 years, $16 million. Got him on the cheap. He's older. He's 30. But he's almost at 10,000 yards. He has 90 touchdowns. And if you go back to the AFC Championship game where the Ravens, all they do was just run the ball, they'd be in the Super Bowl and they probably would have beaten the Niners. That's a big win for the Baltimore Ravens. And who cares what his stats are this year? Derrick Henry, if you're the Ravens, needs to be that final piece. That's what you need. Make sure he's healthy. Make sure he gets his carries. Feed him the rock. You got Lamar Jackson, the two-time Super Bowl champion. This is a great move for the Baltimore Ravens. Just get into the playoffs, then ride him. Ride this guy into the sunset. Who cares about regular season stats? Make sure he's ready for the playoffs. I think it's a home run move. It's a gamble. 30-year-old running back with a lot of tread on those tires. But I think this is a great move. Great move for the Baltimore Ravens. It was so cliche. It's just so like, it'd be a perfect fit, and then it actually happened. That's what's so funny about it. So that is a big win. The head scratcher is the Atlanta Falcons. I know if you listen to this fine radio station, it was probably talked about to death yesterday. But I can't stress this enough. The greatest agent in the history of sports is Kirk Cousins' agent. It is incredible what this guy has made. I looked up some of the stats, over $400 million in his career, and he's 1-3 in the playoffs. $400 million. All right, I'm going to go over this with you. Okay, here we go. 2012, he's a rookie, standard four-year rookie deal. 16. $19.9 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed. 17, $23.9 million fully guaranteed. 2018, $84 million fully guaranteed. 2020, $66 million fully guaranteed. 22, $35 million fully guaranteed. Now, yesterday, $150 million from Atlanta, $100 million fully guaranteed. Over $400 million. That is amazing. Just amazing. 35, he'll be 36 this fall. Coming off, was it the Achilles last year? Barely played. Atlanta, I kept hearing this over and over again this offseason. Okay, they're a quarterback away. Well, so is every team. I'm a woman away from getting married. All right? There's no woman, though. We're a quarterback away. All right? We have all these weapons. Okay? Here's why I think it's interesting. Did they overpay? Yes. Do they need to win now? Yes. Is Kirk Cousins a great regular season quarterback who plays well in a dome for half his games? Yes. Is he in a soft division? Yes. So if you're answering all those questions, sure. Would I have given him $45 million? No. Baker Mayfield, younger, had a Pro Bowl year last year. What was it, 30 touchdowns or so? He re-signed kind of on a bargain, $30 million. For the next couple of years, per season, for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bucs, they're bringing back Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans. I like that. Atlanta, I think they signed, what is it, Mooney from the Bears wide receiver, gave him like $30 million. Now, it's not fully guaranteed, but, man, Atlanta spent money. They want to win. You look at that division, Carolina, as of right now, going to next season, probably still the worst team in football. Saints, just Derek Carr, he's not a winner. He's not a winner. And they're just kind of, you know, they'll win seven or eight games. They'll go on a stretch, and then they just won't make the playoffs again. The Bucs, one game above 500, won the division. Four straight playoff appearances, Tom Brady then to Baker Mayfield, brings back Mayfield and Mike Evans. And they should be the favorite to win that division again. They should. But you have Atlanta with Kirk Cousins. So the question is, would you rather have Baker Mayfield at $30 million a year, or would you rather have Kirk Cousins, who's older, coming off an injury, has never shown he can win at anything postseason, at $45 million? I think I'd rather have Baker, but it's going to be a fascinating division. I think the Bucs, I think they're the favorite, but I think a lot of people in Vegas, I think there's going to be a lot of sexy picks now to go with Kirk Cousins in Atlanta to win the division. Hey, to get to the playoffs, Kirk Cousins can, yeah, he can get you to the playoffs. He can't do anything once he gets there. I mean, he could steal $400 million from the NFL. But yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see with that division. I think the Bucs are still a favorite as of what is today, March 12th. But I would not be shocked where the sexy pick is Atlanta now. And again, $100 million guaranteed. Cha-ching for Kirk Cousins. Good for him. I'm just shaking my head. I'm trying to process what I'm supposed to say next, but my brain is like on a delay where I'm thinking about, wait, what? What did he get? That's incredible. Incredible! And then the Vikings, they decided, all right, Cousins, we don't want to pay you anymore. We're going to go another direction. They gave Sam Darnold $10 million. Is Sam Darnold really going to be your starter this fall? You really going to sell that to the Vikings season ticket holders? Sam Darnold? Seriously, Sam Darnold. You're going to do that? No way. Let's go to the board here. All right. So Pittsburgh, they also, we heard this over the weekend, Pittsburgh, they get Russell Wilson. Only paying him about $1.5 million. Nothing. It's nothing. Problem is, yes, Denver still has to pay him about $38 million. But Russell Wilson, hey, what the hell? It's better than Kenny Pickett. It's better than Mason Rudolph. If you're the Steelers, why not? Why not? For $1 million, this guy has won Super Bowls. He's won playoff games. He put up decent stats for a very dysfunctional football team. I feel like sometimes I think he gets all of the blame there in Denver. And sometimes I don't think that's fair. If you're Pittsburgh, hey, He's thinking under Mike Tomlin. He's been there for about 15 years. Never had a losing season. Hey, now you got a veteran quarterback. You don't have to pay him anything. Go for it. So if you go, again, if you go to the big board as of right now, and honestly, this open can change in the next 20 minutes. You think about it. Who needs a quarterback in the NFL draft after what we've seen over the last 48 hours? The Bears, still Washington, New England, who traded Mac Jones to the Jaguars as well. You'd have to go with Minnesota now, getting rid of Kirk Cousins, and maybe Denver. There could be five quarterbacks taken in round one. I'm going to go five. The over-under should be five. Do you think five over or under? I say five. I'm going with it. I think there's a possibility now here where you have Caleb Williams, the LSU quarterback. You have J.J. McCarthy. You have Drake May. Jane Daniels. I'm sorry. I'm under the weather. I'm trying to think of all these names top of my head. J.J. McCarthy. Bo Nix. Michael Penix Jr. I would not be shocked if some of those two players right there, where they go later in round one or into round two. There are a lot of quarterbacks that are going to be taken in this. The biggest, most interesting thing now is, where does Justin Fields go? Does he just go back to Chicago because he's under contract, only making $20 million? Do you trade him and not get what you thought you were going to get? You know, first off, the Bears are thinking, the rumblings I'm hearing is, they thought they'd get maybe a second-round pick, maybe a first-round pick. Don't you feel like he should have been traded by now and nothing's happened? Mac Jones of New England, he went for a six-round pick. So what's Justin Fields worth? A third-round pick? There's a part of me, if you're the Bears, I know people have laughed at me for saying this, but maybe you just keep Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams and take a wide receiver at nine. All this is going to be interesting over the next couple of weeks. Because I thought, honestly, and you heard me say this last week on the air, I thought Justin Fields would have been traded by now. It appears not. And what destination can you get? I mean, Denver, like we said, they need a quarterback, but I don't know if they have any trade assets or any money. Minnesota, no way. There's no way the Bears would trade him to Minnesota in the division. The Raiders, they got Gardner Minshew. Atlanta was that name. Atlanta, oh, they'll get Justin Fields. Atlanta. Nope, they got Kirk Cousins and they overpaid for him. Fascinating. We'll keep you up to date. But again, congratulations to UCF basketball. First ever Big 12 conference tournament win today. They're going to take on BYU coming up tomorrow, 12:30 with the tip off. And yes, we will go over today all the conference tournament games. Who's playing when? What's going on? Yeah, it's going to be fun. And hey, a big shout out. Didn't Stetson, they've been playing basketball for like over 50 years. I think they clinched their first ever berth to the NCAA tournament right in our backyard. So congratulations to those guys. Let's go to break. We'll come back. Alan Slutersinski is going to join us with Brevard Sports Network. We'll get his thoughts on NFL free agency. And what does he think? Derrick Henry to his Ravens.